A dispute is brewing in South Central Alaska over state wildlife management, and an upcoming Board of Game Anchorage Advisory Committee vote could tip the balance one way or another. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
8 seats on the Anchorage Fish and Game Citizen Advisory Committee are up for re-election, and 2 groups are vying to gain a majority on the panel. Hunters and professional hunting guides are facing off against advocates for non-consumptive uses of the state's wildlife resources. Wade Willis is a former state and federal wildlife biologist, now heading his own web-based consulting company. He says the composition of the advisory committee needs to be more diverse.
These committees set wildlife policy, and they advise the Board of Game. We're trying to bring, you know, just a balance on that board. Most of the AC committees are strictly hunters and folks that are consumptive users. And we're just wanting to be sure that we have good representation on the board. It's not a hunting, anti-hunting kind of setup. We're just looking for folks who can represent the needs and concerns of tourism industry or wildlife viewers, hikers.
Willis says the advisory committee can only directly manage cow moose hunts, but otherwise the Board of Game takes the AC's advice seriously. Willis is backing AC candidates who will support a slate of proposals, among them an expansion of Denali wolf buffer zones and a ban on wolverine trapping in Chugach State Park.
And these conibear traps that were being used to kill wolverines were very efficient dog killers as well. So in areas where you have multiple use, there are not only biological reasons, but social reasons why you might not prefer to have wolverine trapping in a particular area. You know, and wolverines are highly cherished by photographers and wildlife viewers and other things. So there should be areas that they have access to these animals.
Willis is currently a member of the Anchorage AC. There are 15 members on the Anchorage AC, which is one of 18 such panels in the state's South Central region. The South Central region stretches from Homer to the Wrangell Mountains. Because AC voting is open to any resident of the South Central region, residents of the Matanuska Valley are allowed to vote in the Anchorage AC election. Dane Crowley is a Palmer resident and is the new executive director of Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife Alaska chapter. He's rallying Valley supporters to vote for 8 candidates that SFW is backing.
We feel that having folks who hunt and fish and trap and participate in that are probably better likely to represent other people who hunt, fish, and trap. And I think there's been a lot of contention here in the past few years with folks who are non-consumptive users getting onto the advisory committees and putting forth proposals that are basically not in line with the mission statement of Fish and Game, not in line with the mission statement of the Board of Game.
Crowley says the ACs help shape Board of Game policy and allocation, and Anchorage's AC has more weight than, say, a committee from a less populated area. So this is an important election.
To have someone who advocates to end hunting, fishing, or trapping on an advisory committee is certainly, they represent other folks who feel that way, but the mission of Fish and Game is to provide for the maximum sustained yield for the benefit of Alaskans, and a big part of that is hunting, fishing, and trapping.
SFW's slate of 8 candidates more than matches the 7 conservation community candidates. According to Willis, changing state predator control policies is at the heart of the conservation vote's agenda. Crowley says the hunter-non-hunter dispute over wildlife management can be difficult for both sides, but the state AC system is still the best process he's seen. I'm Ellen Lockyer.